In Jesus' name. Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, free at last. Martin Luther King Jr.'s words echoed to the American psyche and continue to do so. In a smaller way, I heard echoes of this on campus recently around graduation. Free at last, no more classes, out of the seminary, thank God Almighty, free at last. Actually, some faculty thought that too, with students leaving. In the American psyche, I think we tend to make freedom the ultimate goal. Don't tread on me. Keep the government out of my life. Watch out for encroachments on religious freedom. Freedom is often treated as the penultimate. But while it's important, it is not the ultimate value. Freedom has value only in the context of its instrumentality and its purpose. Christ frees us that we might. What? If freedom has a purpose, what's its point? How is it to be used? St. Paul, Galatians 5, you heard it. Serve one another through love. The whole law is fulfilled in one statement, namely, you shall love the Lord, love your neighbor as yourself. Instead of biting and devouring one another, freedom gives you opportunity to love your neighbor. This should give us pause. It is behavior toward one another that is the focus of our freedom. And what does this look like? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. And this is the fruit of God's Spirit. Now, many times, it's probably just me, because I'm more neurotic and spiritually primitive than you are, but many times my freedom doesn't always look like this. But St. Paul reminds us of what freedom is for. And when I don't use it well, my dear Christ freely wraps me in his arms. Freely loves me with his everlasting love and uses his freedom to secure me and you to himself. So it is for each of us. Praise the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.